Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favorite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half.
That's actually not our theme song because we have one on this episode.
Yes, we do. Let's play it right now.
No, we're going to play it after we do our little intro.
Oh, that's how we do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll play it for you after we do this little intro. But first off, I just want to say welcome back. Second off, we have now uploaded the video version
right
of
now.
This podcast.
It's live.
It's on YouTube. So if you're listening, that's great. If you're watching, that's great. But just want to let you know that you can be entertained in both places, us on screen or us in your ears. So without further ado, let's play the intro song made by the one, the only,
Adam Melcher.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Jason, welcome back. You're our first returning guest and our first guest on the video version.
Thank you for having me. Did someone spill something? Or
oh yeah, there's
why
a towel,
is there a towel
on the table. Well, this was Mike's idea because he thinks that this sound bounces off the table.
We did the first episode when we set this up and we had just the audio. Uh-huh. And then when you just have this, the sound made it sound really echoey with the Ilya episode, I think it was.
Okay.
And then we put this down and it's our
better
budget consumer.
We got to get you some padding. That'll be my next thing I'll surprise you with.
Okay. Could you make like a custom rug?
Sure. Yeah.
You think so?
You could easily get a nice custom rug, like something that's very like mat centric, like something you would find in like an Austin thrift store.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So yeah, like a needlepoint.
Maybe it says Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers?
Or the Shins. What's like an Austin band? Like what are things that are Austin? Austin's such a great town.
Like Leon Bridges.
Leon Bridges.
I feel like Derek Trucks, maybe. Just like
Derek
country
Trucks.
Music, guitars.
Uh-huh.
You're a Steely Dan fan, though.
Bro, I've been really... I do Steely Dan every year for about 6 weeks.
What does that mean?
Like I go into a Steely Dan jag for about 6 weeks every single year, and it lasts for 6 weeks. It's just like summer or any kind of other season. It's
right.
It's Steely Dan season right now. It really is. It starts when I was in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
That was with Joe, and you know the thing about Steely Dan is it fits so many different modes of life. So Steely Dan is good in the morning. It's good by the beach. It's good hanging with friends. Steely Dan is best served around on a Saturday night, like 5-6 o'clock when sun is setting. That is when, and it's warm out. That is when Steely Dan is best served.
Steely Dan is also perfect in like a biopic documentary about like somebody.
About
and
Steely
it's
Dan.
Like, and it's like their college years when they go through that montage.
Yeah.
And they show all the pictures of them like at parties and stuff. Like it was a different time. We were exploring ourselves. It's like rolling through the years.
Yeah, except Steely Dan would never sell you that song. No. Or they would, but they'd make you pay through the nose.
Do you see them live?
Yes, I have. I have.
What's the Steely Dan concert like?
It's full of guys much older than me and and people that don't look like they're having any fun.
Oh, yeah. Really? It's not a wild crowd?
It's no, they're just kind of...
It's like a big weed culture, though, with Steely Dan, right?
I think so. Weed, everything.
I think, yeah, that's like the one time where you would catch your parents like smoking weed is at a Steely Dan concert.
Or like a Grateful Dead, like reliving the glory years.
They're funny in that they're not equipped to be like a great live band. Well, first of all, one of the guys died. And then the other guy...
Steely or Dan?
I think Walter died, and then those guys were their story is great. They were hired by Capitol Records to write for people mm-hmm. for big stars like Janis Joplin and like all these like big names of the 70s. And when they got their record contract, they spent an entire year writing, and then the record company went to them and they were like, "What do you got?" And they were like, "Fuck you, we wrote an album for ourselves." And so they weren't performers. In fact, they didn't even sing at first. They hired other people to sing. It's basically like if you two got a record deal uh-huh. and we're like, you know what, we're doing this on our own. It's something Mike would say, like, fuck this, we're doing it our way, right? And essentially what they did was they hired the best players. So they went out and found the best guitarist, the best drummer, and then they made this like studio album that was incredible. And then when they started, they couldn't even play live at first because he couldn't even sing.
Whoa.
And now you're in your Steely Dan like autumn phase.
Steely Dan is August, September, and we're in it. We're in the thick of it right now. Okay. In fact, I did an Instagram story this morning on my deck.
I love those.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, when you're like, have a great day.
Yeah.
It's like the most like, I don't know, Jason Wanderlust, like traveler.
It's also like a good weather report for the day. Like you can tell you're wearing like long sleeves, short sleeves.
I have to put the temperature in there next time.
Did you work out today?
Well, today I've been training every single day with Julian, Todd's trainer, and not losing any weight. I've been doing it for 6 months. I get so hungry from this training that I'm just...
Oh, man.
It's still hanging there.
And this is a guy that trains like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Abs remain in the kitchen, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank God it's a video podcast today. The audio, this word really would have been lost. For those listening, I have my shirt off and we're seeing how big my belly is.
It looks like a forest going on down there.
The amount of hair that's coming in these days is insane. And then it's getting grayer.
Have you ever shaved your chest?
Yeah. I shave it all the time, and it just grows right back.
It's very like blonde hair. It's thick.
It's gray.
We should just use that hair and then weave in like a new rug or table out of it. That's what we should do.
Yeah, I can donate if you want. How's the podcast going?
It's going pretty good. I mean, we took like a
two-week
break.
Okay.
To get this all set up.
Okay.
Make sure we got our ducks in a row, as you say.
Have you released a video podcast
yet?
No,
this is going to be the first one.
This is the first one?
Yeah, you're the debut, baby.
Oh, my God. You know I don't get any views, my face, right?
It's not about
your face. What? Like, no.
Mike, you told me Jason was going to be the best first guest.
We'll get Jason Nash for the first one. We'll get a ton of views. Yeah, people don't like me. They don't like my face in a thumbnail. People like me on the side.
Your channel is crushing it right now.
No, it's not crushing it.
You're putting out videos consistently out of anybody in the group.
I'm trying. You know, I feel like we're all so blessed to have channels. And the big thing that I've noticed that's happening is like all the stand-ups that I knew from back in the day, like they're DMing me. They're like, how do I get into YouTube? Like, how do I?
No way.
Yeah. Whoa. Like they all are like, you were so smart to get in when you did. Like now, like we want to try to. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So
what comedians have reached out to you?
Well, I mean, I can't, I don't want to say like,
you don't want to put them on
the names of people who are like worried about their careers, but, but, yeah, you know, not like huge comedians. It's just like right. people I've known, you know, and just a really interesting time. And we all need to be busting ass. And I'm like, when no one's busting ass, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we gotta,
right.
We're so lucky too. Cause we have each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know before I met you guys, I didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
You know? And then And so to be able to like have a group of people, and I can go to Scott's house, I can film something.
Yeah.
I can go come here and film something with you. I can film with David. I can film with, so yeah, like I filmed something with Logan the other day for the first time. He was great.
Oh, this was when you dressed up as the devil?
I dressed up as, yeah, the devil. And I just went to Logan's house and I said, I brought a tow truck. And then I was like, hey, Logan, I'm like, gotta collect, man. You know, I made you famous. So I need to take either take your car or take Mike. And then Logan was like, you can take Mike. And then Mike was a good sport about it. They thought it was funny. But I filmed with the Sway Boys yesterday.
Okay.
Super fun. They're like down to film. They're down to like expand their... what they're doing too, right. You know what I mean? So it's like their house is huge, beautiful house. I think it's like a $30 million house.
Wow.
Crazy.
I went back into our old house recently.
Which one?
Did? Oh, well, yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
Some TikTokers are living there because...
Yeah, I went too.
I have one of those, you know, those...
Interchangeable
weights. The ones where you...
Yeah,
can,
yeah.
Well, I left...
You told me.
I left one.
When you left them, I went back to the house and I saw the interchangeable weights and I was like, bro, I can't believe Matt doesn't want these. I'm like, these are so great.
Right. I still have one of them here, but the other one I left at the house. And I saw Addison Rae was over there hanging out. And I wanted to ask her. So I texted her. I go, hey, do you see like an interchangeable weight there? I left it when we were there. And she said, yeah, it's still here. And I went back to the house. And it's a pit.
Oh, is it?
It's just chaos.
Oh, yeah. There's like eight different like beds like in the living
room. Really?
Like air mattresses.
Oh, it's like a frat house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. It's trash.
Oh, that's interesting.
The effort you have been putting into your videos is astounding.
Oh, thanks.
Like the once you sort of found this new stride of like Jason's the new coach of the vlog squad.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're doing the blow up games in the backyard, a lot of cash prizes, which I'm a big fan of, playing those like Family Feud or what was the one we just did?
The dunking booth.
The dunking tank. Every day is just like it's like being in summer camp.
I have a producer named John and he just scans Reddit for games.
Oh, that's perfect. So that's a good idea.
That's where I get all my... I really don't think of any of my ideas. They all come from my producers. That's it.
I mean, ideas are in the air. They're free.
Right. Yeah. And you just did a lie detector?
We did a lie detector with
detector.
The...
Detector. Sorry, you just did a lie detector.
You guys should do it here. Because I was filming it yesterday and I was like, oh, this is perfect for you guys.
Uh-huh.
That would be a fun podcast.
Is it still that same guy with the mustache?
Yeah. And he's been cashing in.
I know.
On this.
I like see him on like James Corden and stuff.
Yeah,
he's
John
like
Grogan.
The guy. Yeah,
he's the best. And he shows no emotion. So like now I know that he shows no emotion. So I'll like actually make jokes like, okay, this is John. He's not going to react to any of my jokes.
Have you ever?
And then he doesn't do anything. And all he does is just go,
"That's a lie. It's true."
That's all he says. And he sat there for like 4 hours yesterday.
I wonder how he got into that line of business. Was
Do you
it
know
like
his
he
background?
Used to work for like the CIA, FBI, and or he just had like a really bad breakup and just lost all of his sense of trust with somebody.
The first time we did the lie detector at the Bellingham house, I brought my vlog camera out and I was like, "Hey man, what's up?" I was like, "Oh, I got some behind the scenes with this guy."
Right.
And I was like, "So what did you do? Like, were you in the CIA or whatever?" And he's like, "I just do the tests." And that was it. Like he didn't want any part of that. He's an interesting guy.
Would he ever take a lie detector test? Like him? You should
that would
test
be pretty
him.
Funny. Test him.
Test him. And ask him questions about all the people who he has lie detected.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be a fun bit. I wanted to come in costume today too, but getting in that makeup is so hard. It takes
like hours, right?
Yeah, it takes like 3 hours.
Do they already have a mold of your face so they're able to just bring it right over and construct it that way?
They can. They can do a mold of my face, but Satan was a mold of someone else's face. The alien one, I couldn't breathe, so that one really stunk. So the last Satan one was great because it had the mask goes over your face. And then it had nose holes. So we were so excited. We were like, he's like, you're going to be able to breathe today. I was like, oh, that's so great.
But you could hardly hear us, though. We were just like, Satan.
Satan, we couldn't hear. We couldn't hear. But we're learning as we go. We know next time that we're going to have to punch a hole over here.
Do you have a lot of other characters in the works that you're...
We have a big one next week to surprise you guys. Ooh. Really big. With like a crazy costume and like real big prosthetic. But one of the things about prosthetic that I noticed was that it's better to be able to see your face more than if you're like a monster. They think they used to say that on Saturday Night Live. I think Lorne Michaels used to say that with like when they would do Trump or somebody, like they never want to make somebody too... They want to leave the person's real face in there.
Yeah, so it's not...
For comedy's sake.
Right. Yeah, like Alec Baldwin, they don't put like the layers on to look like Trump. Yes. He still looks like Alec Baldwin.
Because, yeah, the audience gets a little uncomfortable when somebody looks too much like something else.
The Uncanny Valley.
That's what I was about to bring up.
Well, what is Uncanny Valley? I like that.
Okay, the Uncanny Valley effect is when you try to make something that looks more human-like... people start to distrust it and not
really
like it. So I was watching The Polar Express, that movie, and I was reading about the reviews and the reception when it first came out. And a lot of people didn't like it because the animation, it looked a little too realistic and it made people like uncomfortable and stuff. Like if you ever see like an AI that looks like a human, like really freakishly looks like a human, people get really uncomfortable. But if it was just a normal like robot, people would be like, oh,
right,
cool.
It's kind of like on TikTok when they don't really want to see good dancing. They want to see like just a simple move that anyone could do.
Yes. So yeah, when some people are like just really good at dancing on TikTok, it's just like, okay, yeah. Well,
Charli D'Amelio and Addison, they're better dancers than what's in their TikTok.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It becomes so more relatable. Yeah.
So interesting. That's so weird how the brain works, man. Because it's true. Like if I saw Charli D'Amelio, like, you know, like being all crazy,
it's
like,
untouchable.
Right. What?
You can't get to that level.
Yeah. But
I know. I feel like that sometimes when I'm watching Mariah's TikToks, because Mariah will just be like, no handed cartwheel. And it's like, okay. Like, no one can top that. That's not even part of the challenge. She just adds this whole new twist where it's just like exceptional.
That's interesting.
Are you a good dancer?
Yeah.
You think so?
What do you think? No.
What's your like go-to dance?
I have
dance?
No hip. I have one hip that's out.
Oh, yeah, that's
It's really
right.
hard to dance without a hip.
You don't have a hip?
I have no cartilage in my hip. I'm going to have it operated on in December.
You have no cartilage in your hip?
Yeah, because I think I just wore it out.
So you're like full-blown old man status. Yeah. Like my hip is like, that's like...
Yeah.
Wow.
You should get some stem cells like injected
I did.
Into it.
You I did? I remember that.
Yeah, I had
Where are the stem cells from?
Zane's hairline. we saw Zane's hair was growing back. Yeah, they were like, give us some of that. Zane should bottle it.
You think so?
Like, his hair looks
well,
great.
Zane was like, they took a strip out the back of his head.
I honestly don't remember Zane not having hair either, though. Like, I was looking at his hair the other day, and I was like, looks good. But then I was like, I don't really remember it being bad either.
His hairline just went back very, very deep.
Oh, okay.
On his, like, scalp.
It was like a widow's peak, so it was like a, you know.
It looked like the Wu-Tang, like, symbol. You know, like, boy. The big, like, wide wings? That's how Zane's hairline went up into his scalp.
I'm just imagining all the members of Wu-Tang like gathering around for a picture and then Zane.
So making videos becomes easier when you have characters.
I don't know. It's not easier. It's hard because you get in the chair at 10 a.m. and then at 12:30 you're done. Mm-hmm. And then I can probably stay in the makeup for like 6 hours, 7 hours at the most.
Uh-huh.
And so now I have 7 hours to try to get as much improvised stuff as I can.
Right.
And then hopefully, you know, it'll go well or not. But by 6 or 7 o'clock, I have to take it off.
But I feel like being in the character gives your mind a different way to improvise. Like when you're improvising as Dr. Phil, you can hit different things than you could if you were just Jason.
That's true.
And so I feel like it sort of doubles down on the creativity. So I'm a big fan. I think you're crushing it.
Thanks, Mike.
Really supportive.
When I did Dr. Phil, the next day, I couldn't stop being Dr. Phil. So I took Charlie. Like, I went took Charlie to Starbucks, and I was like, "Okay, Charlie, what do you want for Starbucks? Cake pop, birthday cake pop, chocolate cake pop."
Can we invite him in for the next couple minutes?
Oh yeah, Dr. Phil's here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, welcome.
He's right here, Mike.
Okay, welcome to the show.
You know,
Dr.
I just want to say that this is a really great show. And
see, I don't think you do.
He doesn't like
good.
My. He doesn't like my Dr. Phil.
Not a good, like the impression.
I think his Dr. Phil needs to be like, oh, you want a cake pop?
Yeah, that's
from
pretty
the
good.
Starbucks.
He does it better than me. That's the truth.
Oh wow!
But, I mean, I'm not, just hungry for views.
No, but I like. You
why
know,
don't we do it together next
yeah,
time?
Yeah, we're just going at it.
That would be fun. It'd be so funny if like I was like in a scene with Todd, and then Matt came out as Dr. Phil.
That's
also
really good.
And he'd be like, "What?" That'd be pretty funny.
Wow. Have you ever seen Dr. Phil's house on the internet?
It's probably insane, right?
It's but it's the tackiest, least Dr. Phil thing you would ever imagine. You'd think like Dr. Phil would have like the ultimate man's man house. Like full of like wood.
Well, I love my friend. I love my wife, Robin. You know, she picks everything out for me.
Well, he has nothing but glass figurines and like a lot of purple.
Yeah, that's Robin. I'm sure.
It's
you,
really.
You don't
tacky.
Know anything about marriage, man.
I know. I
you'll,
don't. You sure
see.
Do.
You'll see when you get married.
What?
Well, you know, let's just say,
yeah,
a lot of your decisions go out the window.
Why do people go on Dr. Phil? I know I'm asking you this, like, you know, like, or well, does like, Dr. Phil offer them like free therapy after, like,
exposure?
Exposure for what, themselves and their own problem? Like, I mean, you
it's like
a, pretty...
it's like going on Judge Judy. Like, it's an American thing to want to be on TV. It's like being on TV is a cool thing.
Well, like, I know for a fact that like Bad Baby, like when she went on there, like the mom, I don't know for a fact, but I've heard stories that the mom like knew exactly what she was doing, putting her on Dr. Phil. And
what's Bad Baby?
Bad Baby.
Catch Me Outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, my feeling is that they probably were like, hey, maybe this will give my daughter some exposure and she can get a rap career, which is nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Like,
so everyone's,
however you
want
to do it.
They're all in on it, you think?
I don't know if Dr. Phil was in on it, but like the other day he did a story on like a TikToker that was like out of control. Uh-huh. And like, you know, this kid is like basically like beats his brother up and does all this like horrible stuff. And then it's like, you know, he's like, you know, I don't think you're cool at all, man. You know, he's saying that to and the kid's like, I think I'm pretty cool, Dr. Phil, whatever. But I'm pretty sure that kid probably just wants exposure. I literally saw a TikTok. He's like, yo, I'm on Dr. Phil beating up my brother.
I wonder if he's ever had a guest on where he was like, actually, I think you are pretty cool. You got something going on here. Mom, you have a star in the making. Do different Boston accents.
I can't do different parts, but I can tell if somebody's from like the inner city, like from like Southie, or
okay.
You can like really tell.
Does your Boston accent ever come out though?
No. I mean, sometimes if I'm with my mom or my dad, but not really. When I was like 13, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster and I completely lost it. I was just like, I got rid of it.
Okay.
Because I was like, I would sit in the mirror and practice. Jim Rice now up. He's, you know, 2-for-4 today. Rice got a .299 batting average right now. 36 homers, 114 RBIs. You know. Curveball down the middle. That's strike one.
Oh, were you any, like, superlatives? Were you voted
I
most
was
likely
voted
to?
Most outgoing.
Outgoing?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That was it, which was such a bullshit one. You're like, great. He's outgoing.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I was voted most likely to host a talk show.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I can see that.
Were you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Which is the same thing as most outgoing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Did they have most beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they got rid of that. Like most
what?
Most beautiful.
That's a little
exist.
Also it's like little, nicest but, car. That's really like okay.
Who had nicest
we
car?
We did that in our high school. There was a nicest car. It was a guy and a girl, nicest car, and they posed in front of like their Mustangs. It was just like, okay, so your parents have money? Like
yeah.
Just a little
parents
like,
with most money.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have best looking?
I don't know.
They got rid of that?
They had like class heartthrob, I think. That's like a better way to phrase it.
Yes, I think so.
I won most musical. But
most musical?
Yeah, I used to bring
it's
my guitar.
Me, my shepherd.
Not like theater musical, but like I used to just bring my guitar to school every day and play it during lunch. So I'd eat my lunch in like first period and then have 45 minutes for lunch to practice guitar in high school.
You were that kid.
I was that kid. And then
people
it was cool.
Sit around and listen to you?
Sometimes, yeah. And then other times, like, dude, take a hike. Like, it's we want to eat our food. But like,
come on, you guys want to hear some Mars Volta?
Have you ever seen Matt's impression of me?
No.
It's
me, Mike Pfeffer. I mean, it's not like really an impression. It's like a caricature.
Yes, I think it's like, so funny. Mike,
caricatures are for the best.
It's so funny.
Mike, because Mike, well, I don't know if you want to talk about. Or,
what?
You do have like a bit of a list.
A little bit, yeah. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I have two ears.
It took me like 2 years into being like your friend where I got comfortable.
To feel comfortable bringing it up?
Yeah, going, oh, do you have like a bit of a lisp? Or like you had one, I think, when you were like younger.
Yeah, I mean, David has a little bit of a lisp too.
Does he?
Once in a while. But when I made a video about him, like I made an Instagram video where I was him, and but I pronounced it way more.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really have a lisp. Just once in a while. I love all the things you pick up on because they're things that I would pick up on, but I missed. you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, we're very similar in that way. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All little idiosyncrasies. Yes. Yeah. Little bits of people. That's like the best part. We were talking about that the other day on our podcast about like, we were talking about how when you're on a plane and like Natalie was saying, like, I don't want to ever talk to anyone on a plane.
Right.
Right. But I'm the exact opposite. Like, I will literally sit down and like be like,
oh, I do not.
You don't like that.
No.
I mean,
no.
I don't force it on anybody, but if someone wants to start talking to me, I shall receive.
It depends on how long the flight is. And
if I get a chatty person, it's like I caught a big fish. I'm like, oh, really? So tell me. And then I'll let them go because I want to hear everything about
them. You want to hear about their going to like an insurance brokers conference in Milwaukee and they have a stopover?
I want to hear everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm always fascinated about like, what they are asking me about my life too. They'll be like, so you do YouTube and what? So like, you know, how do you make money on there?
And you like telling that same story over and over?
Yeah, I just tell it like, just turn my brain off. I'm just like, yep. And you put ads on the videos.
Wow.
What about you? I love it. I'm always like that. I don't know why.
One thing about me on planes, I'm a bit of like a phone snooper.
Like, oh yeah, that's
I can't help but like look between the seats and see what someone is like texting on their phone. Actively seeking it out, eyes do nothing but drift to other people's phones to like watch what they're doing on their phone.
When I was married, my ex-wife, she loved to eavesdrop. So we'd go to like a very nice dinner and then I'd be in the middle of like telling her like something really deeply personal about myself or whatever or not. And then right in the middle of the conversation, she'd go, which meant I've been honing in on a conversation and be quiet for a second.
Right.
And then I would sit and then she'd come back. She'd be like, well, she's mad at him because she thinks that he's in love with his secretary, you know, and or tell me some kind of loves to eavesdrop.
I did that one time when I was walking by. I was entering like a bar. This was like 2 years ago when this woman was just like, you know, bitching out to her friend about her friend Michelle. She's like, I just can't stand Michelle. She's one of the rudest people ever, blah, 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 blah. And I just heard the whole thing. And then we went up to the bar and they were like, sorry, there's a huge wait. Like, you can't eat here. We're like, whatever. And then I just walked right by her and I'm like, I'm so sorry about Michelle. She looked up at me like, what?
That's insane for her.
Yeah.
She probably had no idea she was even talking about Michelle.
And she didn't even know, like, I heard her, but I just heard it in passing and I just said it to her. Just walked away.
Sometimes I hear people on the phone in the street and I just cannot imagine being the other person hearing that. I just imagine the other person's like this. Like when you hear just like a woman complaining, like, and you tell me, blah, blah, or like a guy is just like screaming at someone, like, who is that other poor person?
Yes.
Like, how do you not just hang up when someone's just screaming at your face on the phone?
They're paid. They're probably their employees and they're just paid to listen.
Oh, wow.
That's what I always
think. It's like a spouse or like, a significant other, and it's just like, I just imagine like the boyfriend is just sitting on the bed just like, you know, like, and the person's just screaming and they think they're making such a good point on the phone and you're just like, ah, dude, you're not getting through to that person.
That's really. Are you working on a book?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, it's called I Fucked Up So You Don't Have To, or I Effed Up So You Don't Have To. That's the title of it, yeah.
Well, this is like a memoir?
It's a memoir disguised as a self-help book.
Is this the first time you've said the name of it?
I might have mentioned it on my vlog, but yeah, pretty much. It's not, you know, big show like this one.
How long have you been working on it?
I've been working on it for 2 years.
When are you expecting it to be released?
I wanted it to be released by Christmas, but I don't know if I'll make it.
I think you can.
You think? I don't know anything about books. I don't know how long. I have to shoot the cover.
You can't go on book tours right now. But
maybe I should wait.
You can do like a live reading. Just like read like the first chapter.
I guess
of the book.
Like David Sedaris.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch David Sedaris?
Yeah, David Sedaris.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Most of it's about my life before I met you guys.
Okay.
And then it's a little bit about, you know, you guys. There's a couple of chapters about the Vlog Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And then and a lot about my kids and my divorce.
That's great.
So it's pretty good. I mean, I don't know.
You did Comedy Store, right? When you were younger?
The Comedy Store, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played that room.
Did you ever work there?
No, I was never paid there. No, never. Paid regular or anything.
But did you ever have like any nights where you were like really amped to go on and then like a Chris Rock comes in and they like, sorry, dude, we got to cut you. Or Chris Rock is either going on before
you. I've
been
bumped, but not like cut.
Yeah.
I've definitely been bumped by like someone will drive, like Dane Cook will drop in and you're like, okay, you're not going on until Dane Cook goes.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's like the toughest thing, right? To go after someone like Dane Cook on like a Tuesday night.
Yeah. I've never gone after Dane Cook, so I wouldn't know. I'm not even that good. I've never even been bumped by Dane Cook, but I mean, yeah, that's supposedly really hard.
How old were you when you first did stand up?
Probably when I was like 22, I was working at SNL and then I left SNL and I got a job at MTV and then I started trying to do stand-up. So I must have been like 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your first joke?
The first joke I ever wrote was when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was?
I would come in as Batman to my sister, and I would say, quick, Robin, the bat odors.
The bat odors?
Like bad odors.
Yeah.
No, that's... it wasn't even a pun.
Oh, wait, what?
I wasn't even smart enough to make a pun.
Oh, I mean, you're 7 years old. That's
pretty
fair.
Good for seven.
No, what was the first? My first joke when I was like seven was like, it was like having like a really sketchy babysitter, and she'd be like, "It's now time for your kidnap."
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're a kid and you gotta take.
That's
a
really
nap.
Good. Kidnap. Yeah.
I remember like coming up with that when I was like 7 years old and thinking
that's pretty
it was
good.
Gold.
Do you remember the first joke that you performed that did well where you were like, whoa, maybe I can do stand-up?
No,
I don't really remember. Probably just material about my dad or something, but I don't remember the jokes at all. I don't have a good memory.
That's helpful for an interview.
Well, that's why it wasn't in the pre-interview, so I don't know why you're asking it.
Well, I talked to your assistant before, and she said that it would be okay if we talked about your
if you just know better, to please not go over those topics that we sent over in the email last night, that Jason would not be prepared to tell anything.
Is there going to be a problem moving forward? Are we going to have to talk about after the show what just happened here?
No.
Okay, yeah, let's continue. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
What happened?
I thought... you ran by these questions like with his assistant, and
God, we're still now you're really... I was hoping Matt would break it up. I mean, I can ask you guys some questions if you want.
Sure.
Ask away.
Okay, let's see. How much longer do I have to be here? Oh, there's the guest.
What's up, man?
Come on over here. This is my protege.
Yeah, come on in,
Todd.
Todd, how was your deep tissue massage?
Deep tissue was great. Zane forgot he had it, so I just took his spot.
Okay.
He was running late, so I'm like, hey, I'll take it. Fadi. Fadi's his name. I'm like, hey, I've been wanting this for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And I actually introduced everyone to Fadi, so.
Are you angry, Todd, right now? Is that the character you're playing?
No. I'm relieved. Our episode's up, Clatterbanks.
Oh, you did it. Hey.
What's up right now? Yeah.
Congrats.
Episode two, CBX.
It's CBX. It's 11 minutes long. Jason's in it. He did great.
Are you sure?
Yes, you're amazing.
I love you.
The earthquake scenes. He faked an earthquake scene. And he was just like, it was.
I'll have what she's having.
He was like Johnny Knoxville from
Jackass.
From Jackass.
Not the best actor. Great stunt, man. No, I love Johnny Knoxville.
He's not that bad in The Ringer. With The Ringer, though, wouldn't fly now.
Is that where he plays somebody who's mentally challenged?
Yeah. No, he tries to enter the Special Olympics to
that's
win.
That's what it is.
That being said, Johnny Knoxville is like the coolest motherfucker
he's
ever.
He's so cool. Do you think he's the craziest or Steve-O crazier?
Steve-O's crazier. I don't think Johnny Knoxville is still doing like stunts like Steve-O does.
Johnny Knoxville did some crazy shit though.
They're all crazy.
They're all nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
And they all set the bar.
They really
did. For David's vlogs.
None of them are playing with a full deck.
What have you guys been talking about?
Mostly about Jason. He's been keeping us entertained, regaling us with stories about his youth, his past as a stand-up comedian.
They got really upset with me when I couldn't recall my first stand-up joke. It's kind of hard to remember.
I feel like that's a big milestone. Yeah. Like, he couldn't remember what his first, like, good joke was that worked in stand-up.
What the fuck, Jason? Come on. I know. You should have a memory bank back
there. Have you ever done stand-up?
No. Uh-huh. Wait, actually, I did stand-up in an acting class.
Stand-up? This guy pees sitting down.
It was an acting class. I did. They had everyone write a little bit of stand-up. And you want me to tell you my first joke?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not very good.
Is that the joke?
No. It goes. History. Tends to repeat itself.
Okay.
Let's
go for like a substitute teacher.
Oh, because it's repeating itself.
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, that's good. You didn't get it?
Yeah.
That's like
a substitute teacher. Are you kidding me? No, are you on crack?
That's like an opening lecture for like a semester of college, maybe.
No, a substitute teacher has never said anything as great as that.
I heard a joke I liked recently. Where do horses go when they get sick?
Oh, God.
Where?
The horspital.
Oh, Mike.
I love when Matt gets physically hurt from how corny the jokes are.
It's like he's questioning his friendship with you. He's like, did I really pick this guy to do a podcast with?
Did you guys talk about Jason and I living together for 3 years?
I lived with you guys for a year.
I became an uncle.
No? What?
I was Uncle Todd to Charlie and Wyatt.
Were you actually?
Yeah, you were like the Uncle Jesse in like the
house. I was like the cool.
Just like Uncle Jesse.
Yes.
He used to come home and he would just sit right between me and Charlie. It'd be really funny. We'd be having like kid time and he'd be like, oh, what are we doing? Microwave popcorn? I'm in. I really loved it. It was very endearing.
You're like the big brother.
It was a lot of fun. No, we'd play piano together. Me and Wyatt, I would play guitar. He'd play guitar. We'd make a song together.
Do you miss living with these guys, Jason?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I miss having you around.
Oh, it's so nice. It's tough. It's tough to live by yourself. I don't really like it.
Right. But you still have your kids who stay with you occasionally.
Yes. That's the only reason.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I want to move out of my house, but I can't because my kids love it too much.
You look good, Todd. Todd's checking himself out in the camera
wall. I just noticed you got cameras rolling over here. Holy shit, yeah, man. It's a whole production.
You were telling that whole story, and Todd's just over here like.
Whenever it's 5 o'clock, I need to go see my kids. So I'm so jealous of your lives. You're so lucky.
Why?
Because you can do whatever the hell you want.
So can you. This is America.
It's not that exciting.
It's just after you work all day.
Yeah.
And then you have to like put on like a dad face. It's like, there's just some days where I just like, oh my God, I just would love to just go to dinner and not like talk to anybody, look at my phone.
I can totally see that because, I mean, you're doing your whole thing all day. You're working pretty hard, entertaining people. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go home, pick them up, do what they want to do, right? They haven't seen you all day. So you got to like, you know, comfort them and appease to them.
You got
to
be a dad.
And then you got to like, you use a lot of energy being a dad, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to being a dad.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be a fucking dad in a few years.
Jason's just looking off into the horizon.
I know
like,
both of these guys will be like 45 and like childless. Both of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, Matt will pop out a couple of kids.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
How old are you now?
I'm 28.
I better get going.
What do you think Todd's going to be like as a dad?
Todd will be a great dad. He'll be great, but I don't think he'll ever actually want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, because I think he's what's the word? Paul Robeson, we always say.
Oh, Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson.
Raconteur.
Raconteur?
Yeah.
Doesn't that just mean a storyteller?
No, a raconteur is a man of all trades. Oh, no. A raconteur is somebody that's like does a lot of different stuff.
A Renaissance man?
A Renaissance man. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Fuck. Mike's here. I can't pretend I'm smart. Fact check with Mike Sheffer.
Raconteur is a storyteller. Renaissance man is a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
And then Jack White's band is called the Raconteurs.
Exactly. That's the only reason I know that word. Which, I'm not that smart. I just look up stuff that I like. But you are a Renaissance man. We have talked about this many times. This guy's, he's already written a book. Piano, tours, songs, TV shows, movies.
Do you have any advice to Jason for like releasing his book when that day comes?
Don't count on these guys to read it.
Don't count on your friends to read it. And they're just like, oh, it's a book, but they don't really know what the book is about. No one, I don't think anybody knew my book had a bunch of short stories in it. The thing is, if these guys actually opened it up, I think they would be glued to it and read it Why
don't you have a reading here on the podcast and just sit here and read it one day?
That's a great idea.
Let's do it. When you become like the get your own individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll read a short story from my new book.
Oh, please.
My new book, actually. That'd be great. They're all short stories.
Have you done any readings like that are on video or just when you do the book tours?
I've thought about reading a story on my YouTube channel for like the past like year and a half, but I haven't done it.
When we went on the book tour, though.
Yeah, the book tour I read.
Darren read some stuff, and you read some
stuff.
I read a poem.
And then on tour, I read a poem in the middle, like our like a little intermission.
Maybe you could read it. Maybe you could read it and put images with it, like film some stuff.
That'd be cool. Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh,
wow.
See?
Yeah. Look at this guy.
Look at this little brain trust, bubblestorm of ideas
when
here.
You get talking, the ideas get a rocking. Jason, honestly, I would, if any advice... don't be ashamed to promote the shit out of it.
Okay.
Just fucking go. Like, you've been working hard at this.
Yeah,
thank you guys for having me. Hey, thank you for letting me pop in. I have to go drop off some Gothic Mochas merch.
Okay. Ooh.
Thanks for spicing it up, Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
A round of applause for Todd.
Bye, Todd. Thanks for coming in and saving me again.
I am blown away that this perfume came out.
Yeah, they've been working on it for a while. They came to my house today. They gave me in a briefcase, and the perfume's great. I should have brought it.
I'm wearing it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm wearing it too.
What do you think? Okay, now it's like it has really like blended in.
When you walked in, I wasn't sure if you did have something on because I smelled something familiar. Yeah. That's the sandalwood?
Do you have it?
The female perfume is the sandalwood, which I also may have a little bit on me as well.
Go get it.
I'll go get it.
Get both.
And then get some coffee beans too, so we can, you know, break up the smell. You know when like you go into like the perfume section at a store, they always have like that little can of coffee beans.
I never saw that.
There's always coffee beans.
Really?
Like a little, just like a little cup because it like breaks up
the smell.
Your smell.
Your senses.
You're smelling a lot of different stuff. It'll all start blending and smelling.
I never
the same.
Noticed that.
Yeah. What kind of cologne do you wear?
I don't. No. I don't wear cologne. Now I wear David's perfume.
Okay. That's good.
Oh my God, look at this.
Yeah. Natalie pulled up with a whole fleet of like SUVs. It was like the president arriving at our house. And Natalie gets out and has the whole Secret Service with her and has her hands handcuffed to the briefcase. And
oh, this is cool.
The guy goes, "Do you want to access amazing smells?" Or
dear Zane, I know what you're thinking. Wait, that there is very little alcohol in this bottle of tequila.
What
good
is it,
joke?
What does it say?
Good joke.
I'll read it later.
Okay, so
let's get this out of the way.
It's funny.
I like the font. Like the font is like really similar to the intros to like David's vlogs. And
oh,
stuff.
That's cool. It's like the it's volume like the button.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the men's one. David's
is that
perfume
what you're wearing?
Number one. And then there's David's perfume number two, the girls. David's perfume is amber and cashmere.
Ooh, that magnet
see,
is nice.
See,
and
this
satisfying.
Is great that you're doing a video podcast because it's like little things like this that come up. Like this happened today.
Do you want to? Should I spray it on myself?
And I love it.
Okay.
Here, you're supposed to walk into it.
Oh. Are you? Close your eyes.
Oh yeah, it's not good on the eyes. Don't spray it in your eyes.
It kind of smells like hot girl. Like this.
It smells like hot girl. Yeah,
it's like something that like if you walked into a room.
Girls is great.
Yeah, that's really nice. I feel that magnet too.
Do you think I could wear the girls?
Yeah.
Do you think?
If you think about it, guys should be wearing perfume and girls should be wearing cologne.
Why?
Because guys.
Ooh, these are like magnetic. It's,
yeah, it's really really satisfying. That's really satisfying. It's like the old MacBook chargers.
Look, it says DD there.
For who?
Oh, it is the font of his vlogs.
That's what I said.
That is nice. See, Matt notices things that I don't necessarily.
I think he's going to sell a lot of it.
I think so, too.
Amber and cashmere. Jay, think about it.
Yeah.
Guys like the way that cologne smells.
Yeah.
And girls like the way that perfume smells. And so if you're trying to attract the other person, you should be wearing what they think smells good.
I'm kind of into like unisex, like colognes.
Yeah,
though.
I think that's
like,
the move.
Santal is really nice.
What's like, Santal number seven or something?
Number two.
Number
three.
I don't know.
We're in a sandalwood one, but like I wear that cologne and so does Madison Beer.
And it's unisex.
Yes, it's unisex. Yeah. Like Will Darbyshire wears it, and that's the first time I smelled it. But once you know it, you can smell it everywhere. Are these old iPhone boxes?
That's way.
They
are
like
kind of like that size.
There is when Apple designed the iPhone box, I think this has a similar like engineering mechanism. But as you open the box, it opens faster and faster to increase with your heart rate as you open it up for the first time.
Ooh. Oh,
shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's some Sam Shepard.
No, that's how it seems. Like when you have the weight in the box, look at this. The speed in which it opens, it's like the edges of this are so ever sliding in a way that as you open the box up, it becomes faster.
Oh my God! Ah, it feels good.
All I'm trying to say is nice job, David. You did a great job on the design of the box.
Now, do you think there's something hidden underneath this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You want to open it up and find out?
There's like a golden ticket.
Uh-oh.
What's in there?
Wow, it's cocaine. No, I'm kidding.
It's like a naked picture of Jonah. Like,
that would be, that's a pretty funny thing. Yeah, this is nice. Oh, double D on top. This is great.
Yeah, and then he made a video for it. It came out really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like a commercial.
With Charlotte D'Alessio?
With Charlotte D'Alessio, yeah.
Yeah, that came out really nice. It makes David really look like he looks like a stud.
I was reading, someone was like, he's making a cologne? I just thought David smells like Axe. He like said in an interview, all he uses is like the 2-in-1, the like shampoo and body wash.
A 3-in-1, I think he's up 3-in-1. To now.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the 3?
It's shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
And body wash.
That's a nice an episode of QVC.
Yeah. And if you order now. You
guys... And how much does this sell for? Directions. Spray on skin or clothing. Warning, flammable. Do not use near fire, flame, or heat. Okay.
Let's get
a flamethrower.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this could double as like a mini David's flamethrower at home if you get a lighter and just spray.
That's a missed opportunity right there on his Instagram. Natalie.
This was fun.
This was really fun.
Yeah, I like that we got to guys. Like interact with products and. What do you think about our little sign here?
Yeah. I love it. It's very men's health.
What?
What?
It's very men's
health. I get it. They think it looks like men's health.
I mean, it looks
because it's like a red letter with the...
From here on the TV, on the screen.
Yeah.
Matt, it looks like... But I like it. It's 2.5. It's beautiful.
Thanks, Jay.
Do you like the red like velvet curtains behind you?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes me look like I'm coming out on stage to perform.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Would you say you had a... 2.5?
Guys, everybody knows the name of the show. I don't know why yet.
It's like you could have. I teed it up for you, Jay.
All right, do it again.
No, you can't do it. That's the magic of improv, man. It happens once.
Do it again.
Yes, and
no. That's the magic of YouTube. You can do it as much as you want, and you can look like a better improviser than you actually are.
Did you have a good time here?
I
today,
did.
Jason?
I had a great time, Mike.
Would you say you had a?
A 2.5?
Hey!
I would say that.
Well, we loved having you on.
Thanks,
we
Jason. Always
love Thank you for you having on. Me. Guys, I just want to talk to the audience really quick. Guys, it's Jason. I want to just make a message to you and let you know that it's really important that you share this episode around. I know I'm not hunky like Todd and Jeff. I know I'm not funny like David. I know I don't drive fancy cars like Ilya. I know I'm not a lot of fun like Zane. And I know I'm not erudite like Matt and Mike. But what I am is here, trying. And what might seem like desperation to you, it is sometimes desperation for sure. But please share this video around so these guys will ask me back. And to my kids, you can go in my face now. I'm so, so sorry for all the embarrassment that I might have caused you over the years. Dad's a YouTuber. You know, and... nobody planned for this, guys, but doesn't mean Daddy loves you any less. So the court says I can see you next month, and I look forward to it then. I love you. I love you, Wyatt and Charlie.
Wow. What a nice monologue.
Well done, Jason. Thank you so
Thanks,
much for
Jason.
Coming on. I love you. You're the
I love
best.
You too. Thanks
and I'm
for
so
having
excited
me.
For what's to come.
I am too.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Cool. Bye, everyone.
It's very NPR in here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.